This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 8th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have a report on the problem of finding transitional living programs for young homeless people in Illinois. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580's Ed Keyser. First, a look at today's news. Today marks the first meeting since an alliance of utility and coal industry groups picked Mattoon to host the experimental power plant known as FutureGen. The alliance's top officials and scientists are getting together to survey the site that will eventually hold the $1.8 billion plant. FutureGen promises to nearly eliminate pollution by sending carbon dioxide emissions deep underground. Angela Griffin heads Coals Together, the county's economic development program. She says no one in the alliance appears to be fazed by federal concerns over FutureGen's huge and still growing price tag.
You know, they're here, they're coming, they're spending money, they're bringing in their team that will build the plant. That's a good indication for us that they are not alarmed. They haven't pulled back or pulled away from their aggressive schedule. This project is 4 years in the making, and we're hopeful and we believe that that is incentive for them to keep moving forward.
Griffin says alliance members will also get a tour of the Mattoon area, since many of them will eventually live there. Bylaws for a Champaign County nursing home board of directors are now headed to the county board for consideration at their next meeting. That's January 24th. The County Board's Justice Committee had rejected an earlier version of that proposal last year, but last night they passed a revamped version. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Board of Directors would replace the Justice Committee in providing oversight for the Champaign County Nursing Home, with major decisions remaining in the County Board's hands. Backers say this seven-member board would have less power than a full operating board, but would do more than just give advice. Democrat Matt Gladney voted to send the proposal to the full county board, but says he's still skeptical.
It is an unelected board that will be having a great deal of control, at least it seems that way to me, a great deal of control over the operations of the nursing home. And that just gives me pause for thought.
The bylaws call for board members with expertise in health care, marketing, and finance. New Republican County Board Member Al Nudo says that would allow the nursing home board to provide the help that an earlier proposal assigned to a consulting firm.
I think this is a suitable substitute in lieu of a consultant. And I believe if we get the right kind of board members that the nursing home will have good expertise.
Bringing in the consulting firm had been proposed by nursing home administrator Andrew Buffenbarger, but that was shot down by Justice Committee Democrats 2 months ago, wary of what they feared would be creeping privatization of the county nursing home. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
President George W. Bush tried to ease anxiety about the U.S. economy in a visit yesterday to Chicago. A jump in the unemployment rate and other mixed economic news are raising fears of a possible recession. Jay Field has more.
President Bush says he gets just how jittery Americans are right now. The president spoke to members of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce at Chicago's Union League Club.
I understand that while there is a foundation that would be the envy of a lot of other nations, we cannot take growth for granted. We confront economic challenges, from the downturn of the housing sector to high energy prices, to painful adjustments in some of the financial markets.
But the president says the overall health of the financial markets is solid. He says one thing Congress can do is pass legislation to make it easier for struggling homeowners to refinance mortgages. The president says lawmakers should avoid any temptation to raise taxes. I'm Jay Field.
Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says things have been slow in his office, despite the fact that the state's primary is less than a month away. Those who haven't registered to vote in the county have through this evening, at 5 to get their name in. And early voting at the clerk's office begins a week from yesterday. Sheldon says while many are following the presidential races, the early February 5th primary date really hasn't sunk in for many people getting back into their routines after the holidays. He also blames the lack of activity on the fact that there aren't many races of local interest.
I don't think campaign volunteers are making calls around the Christmas holiday saying, hey, can you put a yard sign up for me? And so it's kind of a slower start to the election season. And hopefully, as things kick in a little bit more and people start to realize that this is an important election, that it's coming right up, that we'll see an increase in interest, and hopefully that means an increase in the number of people who actually show up to vote.
Sheldon says he expects more people to come into his office once early voting begins next week, and residents don't need an excuse to vote absentee. Anyone casting an early ballot will have to come in with a current driver's license or any other government-issued ID with a photo. A community meeting tonight marks the start of a plan to make greater use of a former landfill site northwest of Champaign. The site off Bloomington Road has served as the site of a model airplane club since its days as a landfill ended in the 1970s. But the city wants to expand its use, and it wants input from residents. One potential arrangement is a lease to the Champaign Park District. Its planner, Terry Gibble, says that would open up the site to a number of uses.
We won't ever own the site, but I think we will probably consider leasing it because we don't want to acquire all of the liability associated with the landfill. So, yes, a lease agreement needs to be put into place. It will be then our responsibility to maintain it.
Gibble says the city and park district will draw up a plan for the landfill site next month, followed by another public meeting, and then a final plan in April. The meeting tonight is at the Springer Center in downtown Champaign at 6 o'clock. Illinois American Water says some customers in the Champaign-Urbana area may notice a chlorine taste in their tap water over the next few weeks, but the local manager says it won't be for long. Illinois American is making a short-term switch to a different type of chlorine disinfection treatment, a so-called free chlorine treatment. They use it two or three times a year because it's more potent than the regular treatment. But Suit says each time they do it, they field phone calls about the water's swimming pool taste.
People tend to not like the chlorine taste and odor in the water, and so they prefer the method of disinfection that we use the majority of the year. And so we do get a number of calls from customers wondering, you know, why do they notice chlorine more prominently in the water after we make the switch.
Suit says any extra chlorine taste should be gone by the end of January when Illinois American switches back to its regular treatment. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. The AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. More than half the homeless young people in Illinois that sought help had to be turned away from transitional living programs because of a lack of resources. That's according to a new survey by the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. Illinois Public Radio's Charlie Schlenker has more.
It's rough. Sometimes you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Then you got to be outside all night. You got to watch your back all night.
Tyrone McNeil ran away from an abusive mother when he was 14. He went to an aunt's house and then surfed the couches of friends until 6 months later he was on park benches and in the backs of cars.
I used to go pump gas at a local gas station. It was just for tips, you know. The police used to be called every day and just keep going and keep going.
Tyrone's life went lower into a gang, drugs, drinking, jail, and more than a year of homelessness.
It treats you like you're a dog. I can remember one time when I was sleeping on a park bench. Some guy walked up to me and threw a couple of pieces of change down. And I threw it back at him, you know? He told me, "Don't you need this?" And I say, "I do, but I don't need it like this. You don't have to throw it to me. I'm a human being just like you are."
Tyrone says he's doing much better now thanks to a transitional living program run by Project Oz in Bloomington. It teaches life skills, employment skills, and helps find work and housing. Instead of thinking about suicide, Tyrone says he's now mostly positive and thinks of Project Oz as the family he's never had. He has an apartment, though he's currently without a job. McNeil says he's not discouraged. He knows something will be out there for him. Daria Miller, a policy specialist with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, says such programs are critical to breaking young people free of the streets.
87% of youth that are exiting programs are able to move into safe, stable housing. So that's a really great statistic. But the problem is that there are more youth turned away than are served. The programs want to serve them, but they just don't have the resources.
In fact, in Bloomington Normal, Project Oz housed 17 homeless youths last budget year, though 90 needed help. Most of those turned away were referred to other services, but that high safe exit figure from residential transitional teaching programs is much, much lower for homeless teens who have to rely on outreach services. And Project Oz's Ellen Dietz says the number of shelter beds has fallen.
Yet the number of homeless people, even just in Bloomington and Normal, has increased tremendously. Right now, there's one bed available for every five homeless people, and that's unacceptable. We're a very rich society. We can do better than that.
Project Oz says over the last 5 years, the number of shelter beds has dropped 24% in Bloomington Normal to 141. A one-night census shows there are more than 700 homeless people in the Twin Cities. Reasons for the decline in aid include aging facilities, inflation-eroded spending power of grants, and the national focus on homeland security and anti-immigration issues instead of caring for the homeless. A study by the U of I at Chicago Survey Research Laboratory shows there are nearly 25,000 unaccompanied homeless youth through the course of the year in Illinois. Daria Miller of the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless says without intensive help, things tend to get worse for those young people.
The average youth that was surveyed, and these are all youth that are connected to services in some respect, they had been homeless for about 3 years prior to their interview and had had about 9 experiences of homelessness before the time of the interviews.
Miller says another study looking at behavior of the homeless over time in Montreal unsurprisingly shows the longer people are homeless, the higher the suicide rates they have. And Project Oz's Ellen Dietz says homeless young people are arguably tougher to find funding for than adults.
One of the things that adults might have that helps them a little bit more is for veterans. There are lots of homeless veterans out there. They can get a little bit of additional monies through the VA, but teenagers don't have that option.
Advocates say another catch-22 is that while young people may have disabilities that contribute to their homelessness, early mental illness, for instance, doctors are often reluctant to diagnose that in kids, and that, too, creates a barrier to service. The state only spends about $5 million a year on transitional programs for young homeless people. The Chicago Coalition's Daria Miller says merely another $7 million would make a huge difference in offering beds, job training, paid internships to get them a first job, and to help maintain it by building hard and soft job skills.
Where the wages are subsidized temporarily by the program, provides them with sort of day-to-day support and help with getting in the door and maintaining the job over a length of time so they can build those hard and soft job skills.
Miller says it's a no-brainer that agencies can save the state money if they get young people into employment. And the once homeless Tyrone McNeil says early help matters more than late.
When you're a homeless teen, you just get looked at as if you're a piece of meat thrown to the dogs. When you're a homeless adult, you just look at your life is over with. You can't get this, you can't get that.
Tyrone also says all homeless adults and teens are equal, and all deserve another shot at life. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Well, we can expect a cool down after our unseasonably warm weather and our severe weather, actually, over the past couple of days. But we do have the risk of a thunderstorm yet today, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. His forecast includes a flood watch for the Champaign County area until 4 o'clock this afternoon, and flood watches for much of northern and central Illinois and for west central Indiana through this evening. For today, cloudy with occasional thunderstorms and rain, heavy rainfall at times in the Champaign-Urbana area, the high of around 60 degrees across the two states, cloudy and colder in far northwest Illinois where the front's already come through, a few sprinkles and flurries there. Elsewhere in Illinois and northern and western Indiana, cloudy with rain and embedded thunderstorms. Elsewhere in Indiana, cloudy and warm with rain and thunderstorms arriving. Highs today from only 35 in extreme northwest Illinois to around 70 still in far southern Indiana. For tonight, it'll be cloudy in the north with some light snow showers in the evening. Elsewhere, cloudy with rain showers during the evening hours. Some rain and thunderstorms still in Indiana. That'll taper off to scattered showers after midnight. Lows tonight from 24 in far northwest Illinois to around 40 in southern Indiana. And it will turn colder across the Champaign-Urbana area overnight with some evening showers. Low of 32 degrees. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny across the two states, and highs from 38 in far northern Illinois to 53 in the far south, 45 in Champaign-Urbana. Looking ahead to Thursday, cloudy with some showers in the afternoon again, the high 45, cloudy and 35 for Friday. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 8th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.